through hard effort and sound investing strategies. The Bible commands Christians to tithe for the support of the church and the upkeep of God's people. The book also instructs readers on how to run business and handle funds, including land investment. The Bible contains several verses regarding money, wealth, greed, debt, and prodigal sons, some of which are conservative and others which are liberal in nature. There are some scriptures in the Bible that warn against greed, debt, and materialism, while others teach how to earn money via hard labor and intelligent investment technique. What should I expect if I follow the Bible's money and balances teachings? We discussed extensively money and balances in the Bible. There are many lessons that can assist you in achieving your goals. Here are some outcomes you can expect if you follow the Bible's money and balances teachings. You will make wise financial decisions, you will make more sound investments, you will live within your means, you will have a more fulfilling life, you will make wise financial decisions, you will make more sound investments, you will live within your means, you will have a more fulfilling life, you will make wise financial decisions, you will make more sound investments, you will live within your means, you will have a more fulfilling life. People who have a full-time job are happier than those who do not, according to researchers at the University of Warwick. What is the Bible's take on debt? Four Proverbs, four concepts that will transform your debt situation. The Bible teaches us that debt has its time and place, but it also warns us that if we are not careful, it can be deadly. 1. Debt isn't always a terrible thing. 2. Debt might be beneficial in certain circumstances. 3. Debt can be harmful in certain circumstances. 4. The Bible instructs us to pay our debts in a timely manner. There is a time and a place for debt, Adam Smith stated. The Bible teaches us that debt has its time and place, but it also warns us that if we are not careful, it can be deadly. The proven truths about your finances in the Bible. Some persons who are not religious but believe in the Bible are non-religious. Let's look at some of its money facts. The Lord says that if you give to those who are in need, it will be as though you gave to him, and he will bless you for it. For example, the Bible is a timeless tome that chronicles humanity's life and times. Some persons who are not religious but believe in the Bible are non-religious. Proverbs, commandments, and future prophecies can all be found in the Bible. Let's look at some of its money facts. The Lord promises to bless you with wealth if you give your money to charity, for example. The proven truths about your finances in the Bible. 1. In life, there are always possibilities. Sometimes these opportunities are for things you want, and other times they are for things you need. But now, this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I push on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, the Bible says. 3:13-14 Philippians. 2. God will provide tomorrow, according to the Bible, take therefore no regard for the morrow, for thy Father knoweth that thou have need of all these things. 6:31 In Matthew the Bible contains a wealth of knowledge that can assist us in living the greatest life possible. It's always a good idea to look for scriptures that would uplift us. What does God say about my financial situation? 1. God made money to be exchanged. 13:11, Proverbs, 2. Titus 3:5 says that the good you do will come back to you. 3. No one pursues wealth with a pure heart, Matthew 6:24 conclusion, being fiscally responsible is doing the right thing for God and for yourself. Money has been around for generations as a medium of transaction. Dishonest money dwindles away, Proverbs 13:11 says, but whoever gains money little by little makes it expand. The Bible has a lot to say about money and how it should be used. It's crucial to remember that God is watching us and seeing everything we do. According to Titus 3:5, he will recompense everyone in proportion to his acts. It's crucial to remember that God sees everything we do with our money. The Bible contains many allusions to the proper handling of money. These passages. What the Bible has to say about your personal finances, verses that can help. The Bible is a book that millions of people have used all over the world for millennia. It's a book that's been utilized to give hope and direction to people who are going through tough times. We'll look at 10 Bible scriptures that can help you with your finances in this article. In Proverbs 22:7, we found a scripture that gives advice on personal economics. The rich reign over the poor, and the borrower is the lender's servant, says this verse. This passage reminds us of the influence that lenders have over borrowers and the importance of repaying what you owe. There are many more Bible scriptures that might assist you with your finances. These verses provide guidance on how to handle money responsibly and teach us about avoiding greed or being wasteful. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Proverbs 22:7 Lend freely without expecting to get anything back. Hebrews 13:8 Do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Luke 12:27. But the rich are to be excused because they are in such a better position than those who must work. James 2:5. The borrower is servant to the lender. Proverbs 22:7. Those who have will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Matthew 25:29. If you show the right face to people in authority, that can make a big difference. Let them see your faith. That will be a great help to you. Hebrews 13:2. God speaks PV2. Hebrews 13:2. God speaks PV2. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Hebrews 13:2. God speaks PV2. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers. The original letter in Greek is written as an imperative, literally meaning do not neglect, or do not leave out. It can also translate the imperative as a command or request. How the Bible can assist you with your finances. Both conservative and liberal viewpoints on biblical financial teachings exist. Several chapters in the book highlight the hazards of debt, greed, and materialism. Despite these cautions, some paragraphs offer advice on how to build wealth through hard effort and sound investing strategies. The Bible commands Christians to tithe for the support of the church and the upkeep of God's people. The book also instructs readers on how to run business and handle funds, including land investment. The Bible contains several verses regarding money, wealth, greed, debt, and prodigal sons, some of which are conservative and others which are liberal in nature. There are some scriptures in the Bible that warn against greed, debt, and materialism, while others teach how to earn money via hard labor and intelligent investment technique. What should I expect if I follow the Bible's money and balances teachings? We discussed extensively money and balances in the Bible. There are many lessons that can assist you in achieving your goals. Here are some outcomes you can expect if you follow the Bible's money and balances teachings. You will make wise financial decisions, you will make more sound investments, you will live within your means, you will have a more fulfilling life, you will make wise financial decisions, you will make more sound investments, you will live within your means, you will have a more fulfilling life, you will make wise financial decisions, you will make more sound investments, you will live within your means, you will have a more fulfilling life. People who have a full-time job are happier than those who do not, according to researchers at the University of Warwick. What is the Bible's take on debt? Four Proverbs, four concepts that will transform your debt situation. The Bible teaches us that debt has its time and place, but it also warns us that if we are not careful, it can be deadly. 1. Debt isn't always a terrible thing. 2. Debt might be beneficial in certain circumstances. 3. Debt can be harmful in certain circumstances. 4. The Bible instructs us to pay our debts in a timely manner. There is a time and a place for debt, Adam Smith stated. The Bible teaches us that debt has its time and place, but it also warns us that if we are not careful, it can be deadly. The proven truths about your finances in the Bible. Some persons who are not religious but believe in the Bible are non-religious. Let's look at some of its money facts. The Lord says that if you give to those who are in need, it will be as though you gave to Him, and He will bless you for it. For example, the Bible is a timeless tome that chronicles humanity's life and times. Some persons who are not religious but believe in the Bible are non-religious. Proverbs, commandments, and future prophecies can all be found in the Bible. Let's look at some of its money facts. The Lord promises to bless you with wealth if you give your money to charity, for example. The proven truths about your finances in the Bible. 1. In life, there are always possibilities. Sometimes these opportunities are for things you want, and other times they are for things you need. But now, this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I push on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, the Bible says. 3:13-14 Philippians. 2. God will provide tomorrow, according to the Bible. Take therefore no regard for the morrow, for thy Father knoweth that thou have need of all these things. 6:31 In Matthew, the Bible contains a wealth of knowledge that can assist us in living the greatest life possible. It's always a good idea to look for scriptures that would uplift us. What does God say about my financial situation? 1. God made money to be exchanged. 13:11, Proverbs, 2. Titus 3:5 says that the good you do will come back to you. 3. No one pursues wealth with a pure heart, Matthew 6:24 conclusion. Being fiscally responsible is doing the right thing for God and for yourself. Money has been around for generations as a medium of transaction. Dishonest money dwindles away, Proverbs 13:11 says, but whoever gains money little by little makes it expand. The Bible has a lot to say about money and how it should be used. It's crucial to remember that God is watching us and seeing everything we do. According to Titus 3:5, He will recompense everyone in proportion to his acts. It's crucial to remember that God sees everything we do with our money. The Bible contains many allusions to the proper handling of money. These passages can be broken down into three general principles. 1. Money is made to be exchanged, and its true purpose is to facilitate trade. 2. What you do for others will come back to you in a positive way. This adage, one of the oldest still in use, expresses the idea that a person's good deeds would be rewarded, while their bad deeds will be punished. The expression has been used to illustrate how karma influences one's current condition and future experiences, rather than being limited to one's own life. 3. No one pursues wealth in a morally sound manner. Doing the right thing by God and yourself means living financially responsibly. When we make financial decisions, we are not simply striving to obey laws printed in a book, but also what God has said in His Word. Money is a tool that may be utilized for both good and evil purposes. The Lord's perspective on personal finance, how to apply biblical money management principles. Introduction and key points to remember. What does God have to say about our everyday expenditures? The scripture in this chapter comes from Luke's Gospel. Jesus tells us about our everyday expenditures and how we should not be slaves to our goods in this chapter. Important points to remember, Jesus discusses our daily expenditures and how we should not be slaves to our belongings. The scripture in this chapter comes from Luke's Gospel. Jesus tells us about our everyday expenditures and how we should not be slaves to our goods in this chapter. Jesus discusses our daily expenditures and how we should not be slaves to our belongings. The scriptures used in this chapter are from Luke's Gospel. Jesus tells us about our everyday expenditures and how we should not be slaves to our goods in this chapter. Jesus discusses our daily expenditures and how we should not be slaves to our belongings. Introduction. There is a verse in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke in which Jesus teaches what he thinks of the materialistic society that surrounded him while he was alive. It took the scripture in this chapter from Luke's Gospel. What should we do with our money? Because money is a gift from God, He wants us to be good with it. Money isn't the source of all ills. It is what we do with it that has the potential to turn it bad. God informs us in the Bible that He has provided us with all the resources we need to live our lives and be happy, even if we don't always believe it. He also says He wants us to be wise with our resources and share them with those in need. The question is, what is the most efficient method to utilize our resources? Is it better to give it all away or leave it in a bank and let others use it? What are our options for spending our money? God wants us to be good with money, according to the Bible. Even if we don't believe it, the Bible tells us that God provides us with all we need to live a happy life. People should use their riches properly and share them with those who need them, according to the Bible. In the Bible, Jesus offers a sermon on money. He claims that frugality enables us to do God's will while remaining content with what we have. He advises individuals to put their treasures in heaven rather than on earth. He also claims that God has provided us with all we require living our lives and meet our needs. They expected us to be content with what we had rather than accumulating worldly possessions. However, this is not the advice that many people have followed, as it frequently leads to poverty. What does God say about lending? Lending is a topic that has been explored in the Bible for generations, and the Bible has many scriptures on the subject. In this part, we'll look at some Bible scriptures about lending. You may charge a foreigner interest, but not your brother, Deuteronomy 23:20-21 says, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all you put your hand to in the country you are coming to occupy. If one of your countrymen becomes destitute among you and sells himself to you, you shall not rule over him harshly, but deal with him as fellow beings, states the second verse from Leviticus 25:37-38. Whoever seizes what is not his workings will be punished, states the third verse, Proverbs 11:15. Deuteronomy 23:20-21 is a passage from the book of Deuteronomy. You may charge a foreigner interest, but not your brother, so that the Lord your God will be pleased with you. May God bless you in everything you do in the land you are about to take possession of. Leviticus 25:37-38 is a passage from the book of Leviticus. If one of your countrymen falls into poverty and sells himself to you, you are not to govern over him mercilessly, but to treat him as a fellow human being. 11:15, Proverbs, the person who seizes something that isn't his will be penalized. Final thoughts and conclusion. One of the most essential biblical customs is lending. There are many scriptures in the Bible about lending, all of which are favorable. This essay will look at various biblical texts about lending and what they have to say about it. From the account of Joseph in Egypt to the parable of the prodigal son, they filled the Bible with stories about loan and borrowing. One of the most essential biblical customs is lending. People borrowed money for a variety of reasons, ranging from being unable to care for their families to seeking help from someone willing to lend them money. Lending was a normal practice that they expected others to engage in. It also shows how significant lending was in biblical times because it is mentioned so frequently. There are many other ways to show your love for God, such as giving up your time or assisting others, but lending is one of those things that you can do regularly with little effort. It's also one of those things that you can do for free or make no compromises. Lending is certainly a biblical practice and something that is expected, according to the Bible. It also says that people should do it with no additional effort or sacrifice because many other Bible practices, like as fasting, praying, and giving to the needy, can be done with minimal effort. This is a means for us to show our love for God by doing something that is expected of us. What the Bible has to say about your personal finances, verses that can help. The Bible is a book that millions of people have used all over the world for millennia. It's a book that's been utilized to give hope and direction to people who are going through tough times. We'll look at 10 Bible scriptures that can help you with your finances in this article. In Proverbs 22:7, we found a scripture that gives advice on personal economics. The rich reign over the poor, and the borrower is the lender's servant, says this verse. This passage reminds us of the influence that lenders have over borrowers and the importance of repaying what you owe. There are many more Bible scriptures that might assist you with your finances. These verses provide guidance on how to handle money responsibly and teach us about avoiding greed or being wasteful. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Proverbs 22:7, lend freely without expecting to get anything back. Hebrews 13:8, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Luke 12:27, but the rich are to be excused because they are in such a better position than those who must work. James 2:5, the borrower is servant to the lender. Proverbs 22:7, those who have will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Matthew 25:29, if you show the right face to people in authority, that can make a big difference. Let them see your faith. That will be a great help to you. Hebrews 13:2, God speaks PV2. Hebrews 13:2, God speaks PV2. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Hebrews 13:2, God speaks PV2. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers. The original letter in Greek is written as an imperative, literally meaning do not neglect, or do not leave out. It can also translate the imperative as a command or request. How the Bible can assist you with your finances. Both conservative and liberal viewpoints on biblical financial teachings exist. Several chapters in the book highlight the hazards of debt, greed, and materialism. Despite these cautions, some paragraphs offer advice on how to build wealth through hard effort and sound investing strategies. The Bible commands Christians to tithe for the support of the church and the upkeep of God's people. The book also instructs readers on how to run business and handle funds, including land investment. The Bible contains several verses regarding money, wealth, greed, debt, and prodigal sons, some of which are conservative and others which are liberal in nature. There are some scriptures in the Bible that warn against greed, debt, and materialism, while others teach how to earn money via hard labor and intelligent investment technique. What should I expect if I follow the Bible's money and balances teachings? We discussed extensively money and balances in the Bible. There are many lessons that can assist you in achieving your goals. Here are some outcomes you can expect if you follow the Bible's money and balances teachings. - You will make wise financial decisions, you will make more sound investments, you will live within your means, you will have a more fulfilling life, you will make wise financial decisions, you will make more sound investments, you will live within your means, you will have a more fulfilling life, you will make wise financial decisions, you will make more sound investments, you will live within your means, you will have a more fulfilling life. People who have a full-time job are happier than those who do not, according to researchers at the University of Warwick. What is the Bible's take on debt? 4 Proverbs, 4 concepts that will transform your debt situation. The Bible teaches us that debt has its time and place, but it also warns us that if we are not careful, it can be deadly. 1. Debt isn't always a terrible thing. 2. Debt might be beneficial in certain circumstances. 3. Debt can be harmful in certain circumstances. 4. The Bible instructs us to pay our debts in a timely manner. There is a time and a place for debt, Adam Smith stated. The Bible teaches us that debt has its time and place, but it also warns us that if we are not careful, it can be deadly. The proven truths about your finances in the Bible. Some persons who are not religious but believe in the Bible are non-religious. Let's look at some of its money facts. The Lord says that if you give to those who are in need, it will be as though you gave to him, and he will bless you for it. For example, the Bible is a timeless tome that chronicles humanity's life and times. Some persons who are not religious but believe in the Bible are non-religious. Proverbs, commandments, and future prophecies can all be found in the Bible. Let's look at some of its money facts. The Lord promises to bless you with wealth if you give your money to charity, for example. The proven truths about your finances in the Bible. 1. In life, there are always possibilities. Sometimes these opportunities are for things you want, and other times they are for things you need. But now, this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I push on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, the Bible says. 3:13-14 Philippians. 2. God will provide tomorrow, according to the Bible. Take therefore no regard for the morrow, for thy Father knoweth that thou have need of all these things. 6:31 In Matthew the Bible contains a wealth of knowledge that can assist us in living the greatest life possible. It's always a good idea to look for scriptures that would uplift us. What does God say about my financial situation? 1. God made money to be exchanged. 13:11, Proverbs, 2. Titus 3:5 says that the good you do will come back to you. 3. No one pursues wealth with a pure heart, Matthew 6:24 conclusion, being fiscally responsible is doing the right thing for God and for yourself. Money has been around for generations as a medium of transaction. Dishonest money dwindles away, Proverbs 13:11 says, but whoever gains money little by little makes it expand. The Bible has a lot to say about money and how it should be used. It's crucial to remember that God is watching us and seeing everything we do. According to Titus 3:5, He will recompense everyone in proportion to his acts. It's crucial to remember that God sees everything we do with our money. The Bible contains many allusions to the proper handling of money. These passages can be broken down into three general principles. 1. Money is made to be exchanged, and its true purpose is to facilitate trade. 2. What you do for others will come back to you in a positive way. This adage, one of the oldest still in use, expresses the idea that a person's good deeds would be rewarded, while their bad deeds will be punished. The expression has been used to illustrate how karma influences one's current condition and future experiences, rather than being limited to one's own life. 3. No one pursues wealth in a morally sound manner. Doing the right thing by God and yourself means living financially responsibly. When we make financial decisions, we are not simply striving to obey laws printed in a book, but also what God has said in His Word. Money is a tool that may be utilized for both good and evil purposes. The Lord's perspective on personal finance, how to apply biblical money management principles. Introduction and key points to remember. What does God have to say about our everyday expenditures? The scripture in this chapter comes from Luke's Gospel. Jesus tells us about our everyday expenditures and how we should not be slaves to our goods in this chapter. Important points to remember, Jesus discusses our daily expenditures and how we should not be slaves to our belongings. The scripture in this chapter comes from Luke's Gospel. Jesus tells us about our everyday expenditures and how we should not be slaves to our goods in this chapter. Jesus discusses our daily expenditures and how we should not be slaves to our belongings. The scriptures used in this chapter are from Luke's Gospel. Jesus tells us about our everyday expenditures and how we should not be slaves to our goods in this chapter. Jesus discusses our daily expenditures and how we should not be slaves to our belongings. Introduction. There is a verse in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke in which Jesus teaches what he thinks of the materialistic society that surrounded him while he was alive. It took the scripture in this chapter from Luke's Gospel. What should we do with our money? Because money is a gift from God, He wants us to be good with it. Money isn't the source of all ills. It is what we do with it that has the potential to turn it bad. God informs us in the Bible that He has provided us with all the resources we need to live our lives and be happy, even if we don't always believe it. He also says He wants us to be wise with our resources and share them with those in need. The question is, what is the most efficient method to utilize our resources? Is it better to give it all away or leave it in a bank and let others use it? What are our options for spending our money? God wants us to be good with money, according to the Bible. Even if we don't believe it, the Bible tells us that God provides us with all we need to live a happy life. People should use their riches properly and share them with those who need them, according to the Bible. In the Bible, Jesus offers a sermon on money. He claims that frugality enables us to do God's will while remaining content with what we have. He advises individuals to put their treasures in heaven rather than on earth. He also claims that God has provided us with all we require living our lives and meet our needs. They expected us to be content with what we had rather than accumulating worldly possessions. However, this is not the advice that many people have followed, as it frequently leads to poverty. What does God say about lending? Lending is a topic that has been explored in the Bible for generations, and the Bible has many scriptures on the subject. In this part, we'll look at some Bible scriptures about lending. You may charge a foreigner interest, but not your brother, Deuteronomy 23:20-21 says, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all you put your hand to in the country you are coming to occupy. If one of your countrymen becomes destitute among you and sells himself to you, you shall not rule over him harshly, but deal with him as fellow beings, states the second verse from Leviticus 25:37-38. Whoever seizes what is not his workings will be punished, states the third verse, Proverbs 11:15. Deuteronomy 23:20-21 is a passage from the book of Deuteronomy. You may charge a foreigner interest, but not your brother, so that the Lord your God will be pleased with you. May God bless you in everything you do in the land you are about to take possession of. Leviticus 25:37-38 is a passage from the book of Leviticus. If one of your countrymen falls into poverty and sells himself to you, you are not to govern over him mercilessly, but to treat him as a fellow human being. 11:15, Proverbs, the person who seizes something that isn't his will be penalized. Final thoughts and conclusion. One of the most essential biblical customs is lending. There are many scriptures in the Bible about lending, all of which are favorable. This essay will look at various biblical texts about lending and what they have to say about it. From the account of Joseph in Egypt to the parable of the prodigal son, they filled the Bible with stories about loan and borrowing. One of the most essential biblical customs is lending. People borrowed money for a variety of reasons, ranging from being unable to care for their families to seeking help from someone willing to lend them money. Lending was a normal practice that they expected others to engage in. It also shows how significant lending was in biblical times because it is mentioned so frequently. There are many other ways to show your love for God, such as giving up your time or assisting others, but lending is one of those things that you can do regularly with little effort. It's also one of those things that you can do for free or make no compromises. Lending is certainly a biblical practice and something that is expected, according to the Bible. It also says that people should do it with no additional effort or sacrifice because many other Bible practices, like as fasting, praying, and giving to the needy, can be done with minimal effort. This is a means for us to show our love for God by doing something that is expected of us. You shall not rule over him harshly, but deal with him as fellow beings, states the second verse from Leviticus 25:37-38. Whoever seizes what is not his workings will be punished, states the third verse, Proverbs 11:15. Deuteronomy 23:20-21 is a passage from the book of Deuteronomy. You may charge a foreigner interest, but not your brother, so that the Lord your God will be pleased with you. May God bless you in everything you do in the land you are about to take possession of. Leviticus 25:37-38 is a passage from the book of Leviticus. If one of your countrymen falls into poverty and sells himself to you, you are not to govern over him mercilessly, but to treat him as a fellow human being. 11:15, Proverbs, the person who seizes something that isn't his will be penalized. Final thoughts and conclusion. One of the most essential biblical customs is lending. There are many scriptures in the Bible about lending, all of which are favorable. This essay will look at various biblical texts about lending and what they have to say about it. From the account of Joseph in Egypt to the parable of the prodigal son, they filled the Bible with stories about loan and borrowing. One of the most essential biblical customs is lending. People borrowed money for a variety of reasons, ranging from being unable to care for their families to seeking help from someone willing to lend them money. Lending was a normal practice that they expected others to engage in. It also shows how significant lending was in biblical times because it is mentioned so frequently. There are many other ways to show your love for God, such as giving up your time or assisting others, but lending is one of those things that you can do regularly with little effort. It's also one of those things that you can do for free or make no compromises. Lending is certainly a biblical practice and something that is expected, according to the Bible. It also says that people should do it with no additional effort or sacrifice because many other Bible practices, like as fasting, praying, and giving to the needy, can be done with minimal effort. This is a means for us to show our love for God by doing something that is expected of us.